Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the Spillover with Raph and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Got some happy fans in here today, some sad ones, as AD, of course, the Steelers drop a game to the Cowboys last night. Raph's Broncos have won 3 straight, 3-2. They figured stuff out over there, Raph. What's going on with the Broncos? We're back.
Do they believe us now?
I don't believe you still. I'm not in on you.
I think dinner is going to be a little bit scary, I think, for the rest of the year. I don't think you're going
to...
I don't think you're going to want to play them.
Sip, they had a... You're a Raiders fan. You know, used to be. Raiders were up 10... Raiders were up 10-0 in this game. And okay. They were driving for another touchdown. And Pat Surtain says, not so fast. Here's a 100-yard pick six.
Ooh, nice.
And all of a sudden, the game completely changed.
Jeez. A play like that can't change a game.
And then the Broncos just blew them out the rest of the way. So that was the game. That could have saved the Raiders. Instead, they decided just to quit the game and stop playing.
I saw Nick's and Peyton getting into it on the sideline.
I liked it.
You like that stuff, don't you? Because you're old school, AD.
Old school. And I like the way I was telling Raph this yesterday and the boys that I like the fire that Nick's has and that competitive drive, too, man. They just...
You like that, AD?
They said... Drew Brees told Bo Nix, like, hey, Peyton's going to give it to you, but you got to give it back to him. You got to
push back.
Like Sean Payton likes, because the way he explained it is like he puts in so much work and he has his opinions. So it kind of reverts back to last year when Peyton went all in on Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson tucked his tail and basically walked away, and looked like he was
Nick's comes back at him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He pushed back, and it wasn't a disrespectful thing. It was two competitors, is what it was. Just caught up in the moment, fired up, emotions were high.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Bo do that, man. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, last night, if you're trying to watch the Cowboys Steelers game, it got pushed back for an hour and a half. This game ended exactly at midnight. Sid.
Why?
At midnight.
Why?
Rain.
Lightning.
Because
lightning.
Pittsburgh always has bad weather. You know that, right?
It was a 1 a.m. finish in Pittsburgh on the East Coast.
Yeah, noon. Yeah, midnight this time. Cowboys win 20-17. I believe final score was 19.
I fell asleep, woke up, and it still was on.
I'll tell you this, AD. When Nebraska played Pitt in Three Rivers Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it Three Rivers Stadium?
Well, AccuSure now, but it's the old Heinz Field.
Heinz Field, yep. When they played them there, it was flooding. It was a flooding weekend. And on that river right next to, which is what?
I forget the name of that one.
Allegheny?
Yeah, might have been
the Allegheny.
But anyway, it was an incredible scene. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. The game was Nebraska won, I think.
Like 7-6.
Yeah, right? 7-6. Yeah, but you can see that river. And it was flooded. It was flooding. And it was rapids. And the boats were just literally floating down the river that had been ripped off their dock.
Right.
Just floating like toys. Just running into the bank, running into each other. I just imagine all those people, their boats just floating down the river.
And not even know what was that.
Right.
Couldn't even find it.
I guess just insurance is going to take care of it. And that's it.
That was a horrible game, too. Nebraska won. But another example of an ugly game. Mm-hmm. That a win is a win. Yeah. In Nebraska on Saturday.
Yeah, what'd you guys think?
Beats Rutgers 14-7, now 5-1 entering the bye week. It wasn't pretty, but 5-1 is 5-1. AD?
You take, you again, Purdue.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let me take that back. Yeah, Purdue.
Okay.
Purdue in both Rutgers, particularly Rutgers, Nebraska, they lose that game the past three years.
I
think they would have lost that game. Well, first of all, we would have gifted the ball away to them a number of times. In the way that Nebraska, they kept their loin together. It was ugly at times, but they just buckled up and said, look, we're not losing this game. Mm-hmm. And that was a tough Shiano team as always. I think my score was 28-21. I didn't think it was going to run away, but it was a 7-point game. Mm-hmm. And it was just a typical Rutgers team. But I tip my hat to the defense, too, keeping the running back in check, too.
Oh, my God.
They kept Manon guy in check, man, which I was glad. That was good to see that.
Especially at the 2-yard line.
Yes.
I mean, I'm thinking, oh, well, they got Manon guy. They're going to get in. Right. No, they did not get
and
in.
And they got a penalty to even get a redo. Okay, first and goal again at the 2. Mm-hmm. Still didn't score. And could have had a Pat Surtain 100-yard pick six in that game, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Buford made a play in man-to-man coverage, and that's what you got to do. You make the play first, but he could have made a huge play. He said that after the game, by the way. Marquise Buford said it was a good play. It could have been a great play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, he's exactly right.
But Nebraska is 5-1.
They have a
week to recover now. Again, they're still pretty healthy in general. We didn't see Tommy Hill at all.
Tommy Hill played early.
Did he play early? Okay.
Came off the field, though. But it's an interesting conversation because there's no drop-off with Sierra Wright. In fact,
Sierra Wright is a baller, man.
Oh, baby. He's graded high. Well. He's grading super high, Pro Football Focus. Oh, he's a dude.
And he likes putting his nose in the mix, too, man, whether it's coming up on the support on the run, tough man-to-man coverage. I just like the way that he plays, man. He's kind of a throwback corner with his mentality.
Is he
nasty.
He likes
to put his head in there, likes to hit. I love him, man. That was a huge pickup.
The guys that played really well were Ty Robinson, James Williams, Bullock, and Sierra Wright. Williams. Now, there's other guys.
But 5 tackles, 2 sacks, a number of hurries. James Williams just played lights out.
Oh, God.
He was awesome.
Lights out. He had a motor on him.
Yeah. And now Nash played well. There's a lot of guys that played well. I was telling Jake, Raf, you're 6'6"?
6'7".
6'7", 3-something.
293.
Well, Robinson's 6'6", 310, and played 61 snaps in the heat.
61 snaps.
61 snaps in the heat.
90-degree heat.
Yeah, nobody was close to that. Nobody else played 50 on the line. I'm sure Bullock played. There's some smaller guys that played a lot, but man, Robinson's a beast.
He played a heck of a game.
He really did.
They found a way. Again, 14-7. Special teams was up and down. It wasn't all bad. It was bad for a while. Mm-hmm. There's definitely the ups with the punt pass by Buscini and the The 69-yard, well, the fake pass. Yeah, the fake punt. And the 69-yard punt to effectively put that game away in the fourth quarter. I told Sip, I said, how, if you are Greg Schiano and that returner let that ball go over his head, I'm going to have a tough time looking at him on the sideline. Seriously? You had one job.
One job.
Keep this ball in front of you.
Yeah.
It went over your head. Over it went 69 head. Yards. What's wrong with you?
251 yards.
You're walking yet. Home.
251 yards. Buscini hadn't punted.
I think so. He averaged. I think that's what it is. It five punts for 50.
I would have been loved to be the guy at the top of North Stadium at the top row looking off and see it, looking at the practice fields during halftime. I'm like, what's that guy out there warming up his arm for?
Raph, totally. I don't think that.
That was
is
so
that the
cool.
punter out there?
I don't think
Buscini
that
went out at halftime. Yeah, was
warming up. Yeah.
Was he warming up with Jalen Lloyd?
He said he went out on the back practice field behind the new Osborne complex.
Yeah, the grass practice fields.
I was like, that'd be awesome. You're like on the north top row where you can look down and you're like, there's a guy out there warming up.
It wouldn't be cool if a Rutgers person saw it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Schiano, watch out for the fake
punt. Yeah. Why is that punter out there throwing? Oh, okay. They're going to fake.
Thank God they're looking this direction. Thank God. That's it for us. The Drive with Raph, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.